I come to Portland often. It's a foodie's paradise, and I enjoy visiting a few times a year. I've known that Mia lives here, and I'd heard through the restaurant Grapevine that she'd opened her own place. Until today, I haven't visited it. It seemed respectful to stay away. Mia made it clear years ago that she was moving on with a life that didn't include me. Showing up at her restaurant just seemed like a douche move in the past. But when the job offer came in for this gig, I was torn between wanting to jump at it and turning it down flat. Then, late one night with only my insomnia and fuzzy brain, I replied to Trevor's email and accepted the job. I've had relationships since Mia. None that lasted long, and none that I would have considered taking to the till death do we part phase. Having just ended a brief relationship, I thought it might be time to see her face to face, to talk to her, and to see if the chemistry is still there. I'm no expert, but I'd say it's still there. She's beautiful. I couldn't stop looking at her, listening to her voice. It's like I'd been in the desert for a week, and she was a cool drink of water. Well, my sister, Stephanie, asks as I walk into the vacation rental we have for the week. How was it? It was, I tilt my head. Interesting. I walk past her to the kitchen and retrieve a bottle of water from the fridge, just as my brother-in-law, Chip, returns from a run around the neighborhood. He's panting and sweaty and steals my water for himself. Knowing that I'd be in town for a while, I rented this house rather than stay in a hotel. Steph and Chip live up in Seattle and came down for the week to relax. Now that I live in L.A. full-time, I don't see them as often as I'd like. Thanks, Chip says with a grin. I reach for another and snap the top off, take a long drink, and smile at my sister. Talk, she demands. There's not much to say, I reply, and lean my hips against the countertop. It was just an initial meeting. I got the tour, and we start working tomorrow morning. That's not what I want to know. I feel good about it, I answer, deliberately avoiding any talk of Mia. That's not what I want to know either. Chip rolls his eyes and kisses his wife on the forehead. Leave the man alone. No, she says, and props her hands on her hips. She's in full-on big sister mode. Tell me about her. Who? Chip laughs and tosses his empty bottle in the recycle bin. I'm going to throat punch you, Steph says with narrowed eyes. You're so violent. I smirk and then shrug. She looks great. The restaurant is pretty amazing. It's a fresh, fun concept with the aphrodisiacs on the menu and the atmosphere is romantic. They've done a really great job. And what? Is she single? I scowl at her. I didn't ask. And that's not what I'm here for, Steph. I'm here to work. And to check her out, Steph replies. I never should have told you that I was doing this show with her. You're right, Chip says with a nod. You know how nosy your sister is. I'm not nosy, she insists. He's my baby brother, and I've taken care of him all by myself since he was a teenager. I'm not a teenager now, I remind her, and then wrap my arms around her to give her a hug. I might be a little nosy, she admits. I admit I wanted to see her. I pull back and shrug. There's still chemistry there. But I can tell that she's not interested in anything personal. How can you tell? Steph asks. She's cold, distant, didn't even want to look me in the eyes. She rolls her eyes. Men can be so dumb. You made her uncomfortable given the circumstances, but that doesn't mean she's not interested. You don't know her, and she doesn't know you anymore. If you don't want anything personal between you, do the show and walk away, and she can do the same. No harm, no foul. But if you spend some time together, and you fall in love, well, that's pretty cool. I want to be in the wedding. Hold on there, fast girl. I shake my head. No one is talking about love. Least of all you, she replies, making me frown. I'm going to end this conversation. I take a drink of water. I'm going to Seduction tonight for dinner. You're both welcome to join me if you want. Is that even a question? Steph asks Chip. Does he honestly think I don't want to go?